Welcome to the first chapter of our Cross-Cultural Challenges in Global Organizations blog series. Over the next few months, we plan to discuss some of the challenges faced by business people when communicating with colleagues from different cultures, with a particular focus on Japan. We'd also like to generate some discussion on these issues and would welcome your observations, comments, and insights. Professor Geert Hofstede wrote that culture is more often a source of conflict than of synergy. Cultural differences are a nuisance at best and often a disaster. Whilst there is some truth in this, we prefer to look at this area in a more positive light. Culture can indeed be a cause of conflict or misunderstandings, but it can also be a chance for organizational and personal development. New opportunities can arise if we can first understand, adjust to, and eventually embrace cultural differences. An international organization that effectively tackles these issues gives itself a significant competitive advantage over rivals. This sounds good in theory, but how can we do this in practice? Even the first step, understanding, seems an impossible task given the complexity of human societies.